Praise the Lord. I am Pastor KC Thomas from India. I greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I also appreciate Pastor Sivy Andrews for the new vision to reach the people of God with the eternal word of God. I will be discussing the subject on homilies. Preaching is an art, the art of verbal communication. Preaching has long been recognized as a powerful means of communication and an effective vehicle for promoting change. In the biblical records, preaching is prominent. Prophets of old were preachers. A prophet is one who speaks for another. They were the messengers of God. They were primarily preachers and then leaders and reformers. Jesus and the apostles were eminent preachers. Paul encouraged Timothy to preach the word. The early Christian evangelists and missionaries moved out as preachers, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preaching is heralding of the good news by a messenger sent by God. The Christian pulpit has extended a far-reaching influence on human society throughout 28th century of its history. There is a tremendous need for preaching the Bible today. Every minister need to be a preacher of the Bible and show himself approved unto God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of God. It is mentioned in 2 Timothy 2:15. The purpose of these lessons is to encourage every preacher to be a better equipped and prepared to the glorious task of preaching the word of God. There is a paramount need in the Christian pulpit today for better preaching. So let us get ready and preach the word of God. Now, the glory and relevancy of preaching. Preaching is indispensable to Christianity. Without preaching, a necessary part of his authenticity has been lost. For Christianity is, in its very essence, a religion of the word of God. It is exactly said by John Stott. Preaching is relevant for the following reasons. Number one, God is a speaking God. He spoke through the prophets and finally through his son. Today, he speaks to us through his written word. And it is God's speech which makes our speech necessary. We must speak what he has spoken. Hence, the paramount obligation to preach. Number two, God commissioned and commanded the prophets of old to preach or proclaim his message to people. Preaching was one of the methods of prophetic communication. Three, the foundation of Christianity. Jesus Christ, our Lord, was the first of its preachers. Preaching and teaching formed a large and essential part of his work. Four, the herald of the message came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Matthew 3:1-5. The apostles preached the gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. 6. Preaching is the God-ordained means of spreading the gospel. 7. Paul charged young Timothy to preach the word. 2 Timothy 4:2. 8. The place of preaching was very prominent among the early church fathers. 9. Preaching is very influential in the lives of people. The pulpit leads the world. 10. Preaching is a powerful means of communication. 11. Preaching is relevant because it is an art. 12. We are commanded to preach Reference Mark 16:15, Matthew 28:19-20. Now, preaching is indispensable, central and unique to Christianity. Paul felt the compassion to and the compulsion to preach the gospel. Preaching was prominent in the history of the church. Of all the actions of the Christian ministry, preaching is the highest. We are called and commissioned by God to preach and teach His word. The past history of the church shines with the glory of preaching, and that glory illuminates our paths as we in the present preach the word. Preaching is primary divine revelation. History and Christian experience all combine to comprehend it. Now, we'll be looking into the definition of homilies. The word, when we discuss and define homilies, we understand it has explained through three different words. Number one, homily means discourse or conversation. Number two, homos means a saying. Three, homilos, an assembly, a crowd. Therefore, homilies is the science and art of preaching. It is also refers to the art governing the preparation and delivery of sermons. Homilies is the art of homily, a discourse delivered to a congregation. Homilies is a science of which preaching is the art. Augustine introduced the terms homilia and sermo into the language of the Latin church. From the English words, preaching and sermon are derived. Sermon also came to mean in the Reformation period to tract. In homilies, attention is directed to homilies preached before a Christian congregation in the framework of a Christian service. The root idea of the word homilies have to do with the conversation and discourse, and also with the kind of informal discussion that provides for questions and answers. Homilies is the art of preaching, and preaching is a communication of truth. Now let us look at the scope of homilies. Number one, the art and the science of preaching. Two, essential qualification of a preacher. Three, urgency and necessity for preaching. Three, importance of preaching. Four, systematic preparation and agreement of the preaching material. It also includes the arrangements of material. Five, effective delivery and presentation. Six, securing reception of the message. Now, the basic principles governing homilies. One, a conviction of the need, relevancy, power and importance of preaching. Two, adequate preparation of the preacher. Three, throughout the preparation of the sermon. Four, logical agreement and arrangement of the material. Five, forceful presentation and delivery of the message. Six, an awareness of the audience. Seven, a good comprehension of the principles of theory and practice. Eight, diligence, discipline, hard work and practice to develop the skill. Nine, a greater cultivation of spiritual qualities that are fundamental to preaching. Homilies in the Bible. The Bible contains preaching and homilies. Number one, the prophetic writings show an intimate adequacy and accuracy with the literacy, extent and the power of right language. The prophets need apt illustration and metaphors. They made their messages live for their hearers. Homiletics was not neglected in the schools of the prophets. 2. Wisdom literature uses language as an expressive art. 3. Jesus is the person's teacher and preacher of the ages. No man spoke like this man. Defense, argument, logic, explanation, illustration, parables, and all others were tools of his dynamic communication. 3. Stephen's sermon in Acts 7, Peter's sermon at Pentecost in Acts 2, and Paul's address in Acts 17 all have classic homiletical skill and style. Next one. In Paul's epistles to Timothy, a premium is placed on teaching and preaching ability. Paul encourages perception in need, selection, effective communication, careful preparation, delivery, so as to motivate response. Now, some basic tips on communication. Number one, in communication, three things are basic: sender, receiver, and a message or an idea, the speaker, audience, and the message. Number two, communication process begins in the mind of the speaker. Three, different means are needed by the sender. Four, there are several barriers to communication. 5. Human perception is a subjective process governed by a person's life orientation. 6. The message received need not to be same as the message sent. 7. Effective communicators are always mindful of the response of others to their messengers. 8. The more you know what other people's life orientations, the more accurate your responses. 9. Verbal as well as non-verbal cues are included in the process of communication. 10. Communication evokes an effective means in others. Actually, communication is with the intent of evoking such a response. The function of language. Number one, informative. 2. Iterative. 3. Directive. 4. Expressive. 5. Evocative.